Maybe if we're quiet, he'll go away.
You're gonna have to be quieter than that!
Can I look yet?
1 second. All right, you can open your eyes. I thought I'd let Harry Potter make things hotter.
Wowza.
I got a Gryffindor robe for you.
A Gryffindor sleeping with a Hufflepuff? How scandalous. You naughty girl. You went to the Wizarding World theme park without me.
I did. Am I in trouble?
Yes, you're in trouble. You went to Wizarding World without me.
Wait, what just happened?
You know I've been wanting to go.
Sheldon, do you really want to argue with me on my birthday?
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Ooh, happy birthday to me.
Hello?
Is this about the baby?
No, people just keep kicking me out everywhere I go.
Good, then you're used to this.
Hey, Bernadette's water broke!
Come on, everyone to the hospital!
You have got to be kidding me!
Just try to relax. We'll be there any minute. Stuart, stop driving like an old man. Speed it up a little.
I'm not an old man. Just can't see at night.
Here comes another one. Hey, Squinty, the gas pedal's on the right.
All right, hang on. If you see any pedestrians, just call them out.
Howard and Bernadette's kid might be born on your birthday. How cool is that?
Yeah, but I thought this baby was supposed to ruin their sex life, not mine.
This is not how I imagined this day going. I should be with them right now.
Well, it is their child.
I know that. But to be fair, I've spent 9 months helping Bernadette get ready for this baby. And I would spend 5 minutes conceiving it. And I'm being generous.
5 minutes? Well, we must be doing it wrong. Took us hours.
Well, and the worst part is that they kicked me out and let Stuart stay.
I understand, but this is a special day for them. Can you just try and let it go?
She's right. Now, I just learned Amy went to a theme park without me, but I'm not going to ruin her birthday. I'll wait and ruin 24 individual hours sprinkled throughout the year.
Deep breaths, slow breaths.
I'm so thirsty. Give me more ice chips.
Sorry, I thought these were room ice chips. I'll go get some more.
Stuart, while you're out there, don't come back. So, what are we gonna name this kid? Now that we know she's a girl, kind of ruins my plan for Wally Wallowitz.
And name her after your mom.
Debbie? No, she hated that name.
Did she have a middle name?
Melvina?
Let's keep thinking.
It sucks that she's not here. She would have been the best grandma.
She did always have candy in her pocket.
Yeah. I was 20 years old before I figured out Tootsie Rolls weren't naturally warm.
I didn't know her 5 minutes and she asked, "Are you a Milky Way or a Snickers girl?"
Thank God he answered right. We wouldn't be here today.
It's hard to believe Howard's having a kid.
Yeah. Penny, you're the one who introduced him to Bernie.
How many times do I have to say I'm sorry?
It's not just Howard and Bernadette. Look how far we've all come. You two got married.
Sheldon and I are living together.
But if my mom asks, we have bunk beds.
Penny was a struggling actress when we met, and now she's a successful pharmaceutical rep.
Okay, you don't have to say struggling every time. You can just say actress.
Coward went to space.
Bernadette got her doctorate.
Sheldon, Howard, and I are working with the government on our quantum gyroscope.
We've all come a long way. There's a lot to be proud of.
For God's sake, just drive in the knife, why don't you?
What's your problem?
But you're all thinking it. I'm the only one who hasn't done anything worthwhile.
I was not thinking it, other than now that you pointed out, it is undeniable.
Raj, if it's any consolation, I'm no better off than I was 10 years ago.
Oh, yay. I have a doctorate in astrophysics, and I'm every bit as awesome as the pasty-faced owner of a comic book store.
Raj, wait, show some compassion. Those are things that we think but don't say.
Excuse me.
Sorry, Stuart.
Hey, I'm in a hospital and I'm not the patient. I'm fine.
Come on, Bernie. Breathe. Remember what you learned in birthing class.
I remember thinking this is stupid, and I was right.
Do you want me to get the nurse?
No. If one more person puts their fingers near my uterus, I'm gonna cross my legs and snap them off.
I've come to peace with my relationship with my parents. That was a big milestone for me.
Oh, speaking of personal growth, I recently tried eating Swiss chard. No, I didn't swallow it, but Amy said it counted. Hey.
Hey. You still a loser, or did you turn things around while you were gone?
You know, Raj, honey, you're being too hard on yourself. When I first met you, you couldn't even talk to women. You couldn't even talk if one was in the room.
Well, great, now I can say things like, I can't believe you're breaking up with me. Why are you breaking up with me? Yes, I'll still help you move.
Anyone else want to try?
Yeah, I got something. Raj, not everybody could be a dog owner. Oh, what, did your doggy break up with you too?
I bought M&Ms at the vending machine, and two bags came out.
I bought the first one. It didn't fall.
Here.
She's here. The baby's here.
Congratulations.
How's Bernadette?
Tired, but great. They're both great.
Does the baby have a name yet?
We have named her Hallie.
Like Hallie's Comet.
Exactly. Also, like the comet, Bernadette said she's not going to have sex with me for another 75 years.
That's not a real thing. He's just joking.
I'm going to get back. Thank you for staying up. I can't wait for Hallie to meet her new aunts and uncles and godfather.
Really?
Of course.
You hear that, Stuart? I've got a dog and a godchild. You have nothing!
Look at all the babies.
Some will be successful. Some may be homeless. It's fun to think about.
I wonder which one's Hallie.
Kind of hard to see the names.
That one kind of looks like Bernadette.
They all look the same to me.
Guys, she's my goddaughter. I think I'll know when I see her. That one.
Well, that was quite a day.
It was. Bernadette had her baby, I made it to Wizarding World, and now it is time to complete your birthday celebration. Hankius Pankius.
I was afraid you'd be too tired.
Amy. I just saw a magic train and reported somebody for cutting the line. If that's not foreplay, I don't know what is.